The last 5 weeks we read John chapter 6. Now we're back. We finished John. Now we're back with the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 7. On this occasion, the leading scribes and Pharisees come from Jerusalem. So these are the big shots, and they come out to see the Lord. And the first thing they do is that they observe that the Lord's disciples are not following all the many details, the human traditions, the traditions of the elders that had been added by the scribes and Pharisees over the years. There were an additional 600 laws that had been added, rules and regulations about certain dietary requirements, the washing of the hands in a certain way. Mark tells us there were certain rites of purification for things like cups and kettles and all sorts of utensils that were used. And so they complain to the Lord and say, why are not your disciples following these traditions that we follow? You see, because, you know, in the mind of the Pharisee or the scribe, their holiness, they felt, had to do with the fulfillment of all of these scrupulous details of the law. And they felt that if they followed the exterior practices of these human traditions, then they would be considered righteous or holy in the eyes of God. But the Lord said, no, that's not what true holiness is. And then the Lord tells us what true holiness is. He says, nothing that you eat from outside of you can make you impure in the eyes of God. It's what comes out of your mind and heart and soul. That's what makes you holy or not. It's your thoughts. It's what's in your heart that will make us holy or not. And the Lord then quoted Isaiah the prophet, and he called the scribes and Pharisees hypocrites because they honor God with their lips, but their hearts, the thoughts in their heart, is far from the Lord. And that they worship God in vain, they taught as precepts, things that were just mere human teachings. And they disregarded, Jesus says, God's commandments, and replaced them with these human traditions. So in their mind, holiness was fulfillment of these human traditions. But the Lord said, no. He says, look into the heart. That's what counts. And he then tells us that from within people, from their hearts, comes either goodness or evil. And the Lord lists here 12 sins. And notice that all these sins can be traced back to the thoughts or to the heart of the person. And he lists things such as unchastity, theft, murder, adultery. These things, these actions, first begin in the human heart. These sins first begin in the mind. And if that person is tempted to, let's say, to murder or to commit adultery or to thievery or to lying, that sin first begins really as a seed within the mind, that temptation that comes about. Now, we have a choice whenever we're tempted to either reject that temptation or to give in to that temptation. Hopefully all of us will reject those bad thoughts that come our way. We do this by immediately saying a prayer, maybe an Our Father or Hail Mary, whenever we get a bad thought. Because the thoughts that we hold in our mind will grow into words or actions if we allow them to remain there. Our thoughts are so incredibly powerful. So the Lord says, at the root of every sin is the consent of the heart, the consent of the thought. Mother Teresa once wrote that when we sow a thought, we reap an action. When we sow an action, we reap a habit. When we sow a habit, we reap a character. When we sow a character, we reap a destiny. So our path towards heaven or towards hell is determined by our thoughts. Either we keep our thoughts good and wholesome, leading to heaven and to the Lord, or we turn our thoughts to the evil path, leading us away from God to hell. And this is seen throughout Scripture, the power of the thought. In fact, we could call this homily, the incredible power of thought to lead us towards God or away from God. If we keep our thoughts good and close to the Lord, then we are being elevated really to the realm like the angels. But if we let our thoughts go into the gutter, we can lower ourselves to the realm of the beast or to the animal by our thoughts. Our thoughts can lead us towards God or away from God. And this is found throughout all of Scripture. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The Bible also says, St. Paul tells the Philippians to dwell upon, to think about what is true, what is noble, what is right, what is pure, what is lovely, what is admirable. St. Paul tells the Philippians to meditate, to think upon these things, and to keep out the bad thoughts. We also see in Scripture, the Bible says, as we sow, so shall we reap. The thoughts that are sown into the mind will flourish and blossom into either goodness or evil, depending upon that thought. In my research on this topic, I found some wonderful quotes from different authors going way back. For example, Marcus Aurelius said, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it. In more recent years, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man is what he thinks about all day long. William James said that human beings can alter their lives just by altering what goes into their mind and what they dwell upon, their attitude of mind. One of my favorite books in personal development is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It's a wonderful book. Have any of you ever read this book? I see a show of hands. Has anybody read this? Okay, maybe about five or six. This is a tremendous book. You can get it in any bookstore. As a Man Thinketh. It's based upon that scriptural idea. And he says that every thought is like a seed that is sown that falls into the mind. It takes root there and produces on its own, either sooner or later, the blossoming and fruit. He says, good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. The Lord says this in Scripture, you shall know a tree by its fruits. We also have one of my favorite authors growing up has always been Norman Vincent Peale. He's a wonderful Christian pastor of a Protestant denomination. He died in his 90s, just a few years ago. But he says that his most important thing that he ever discovered, of course, was his relationship with Christ. He said the second most important thing he discovered was that if we think in sinful, negative terms, we get sinful, negative results. If we think in wholesome, pure, positive thoughts, we will get wholesome, pure, positive results. Another favorite of mine has been Earl Nightingale. How many of you have listened to the tape, heard his recording called The Strangest Secret? I see a show of hands. Okay. Only one or two. Very good. Get that tape. It's a phenomenal tape. I've listened to it 40 or 50 times. It's a great tape. In summary, he says the strangest secret really is that people tend to move in the direction of their thoughts. People become what they think about. Whatever a person dwells upon, where a treasure is, there our heart will be. The Lord often talked about this in Scripture, that what the mind dwells upon, we move in that direction. And Earl Nightingale made an interesting point. He said that our mind is like a garden, and our thoughts are like the seeds that we plant in the garden of our mind. And that our mind is like soil, because really the soil doesn't care what kind of seeds you put in it. If you put in tomato seeds, if the farmer puts in a tomato seed, he's going to get a tomato plant. If you put in corn, you're going to get corn. If you put in squash, you'll get squash. He said if you planted poison ivy seeds or nightshade, a deadly poison, you would get that. The mind will give back what we put into it. Therefore, we have to always be very careful of what thoughts we put into our mind. We have to make sure that they're good, wholesome, positive, pure thoughts. If we do this, then our lives, our words and actions will bring forth that harvest. You know, because thoughts crystallize into real things. Every beautiful painting at one time was a thought in the mind of the artist. Every sculpture was at one time a thought before he began to chisel. Every piece of music that was written down was at once a thought in the mind of the musician. When I see beautiful works of art, beautiful things such as great cathedrals, when you go to Europe and see the magnificent cathedrals of Notre Dame or St. Peter, or go to D.C. and see the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, at one time, that was a thought in someone's mind. And then the architect drew those ideas from their ideas, their thoughts, onto paper, and then it was built. We see the same thing with things like the Golden Gate Bridge. It was at once an idea in someone's mind that crystallized and became reality. The Great Wall of China, the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, even every invention, the automobile, the airplane, these things were at one time, ideas or thoughts in the mind that became crystallized into realities. And the Lord tells us today, in today's gospel, it's from the heart, from our thoughts, that either sin comes from or virtue comes from. Every act of adultery, every murder, every theft, every lie began in the first place as a thought in the mind and heart. But then it crystallized into words or into actions. And so if we're wise, if we're smart, we will plant in our mind only good, wholesome thoughts. Thoughts of oneness with Christ, thoughts of heaven. That should be our goal. Thoughts of goodness, of faith, and hope, and charity. And don't let these other thoughts take root in our mind. So that's your homework for this coming week, right? That is your homework for this coming month. To make that effort to, whenever a bad thought comes into the mind, get rid of it right away. It could be a thought of envy, a thought of resentment, a thought of anger, a thought of lust, whatever it may be. Do not let that negative thought dwell there. If it's a thought of anxiety or worry, uproot that and replace it by saying a prayer or an act of love for the Lord. And try that during this coming week, during this coming month. If we can do that, as Mother Teresa says, if we sow good thoughts, we will reap good actions, good habits, a good character, and ultimately our destiny, which is eternal life with God in heaven. It goes back to the thoughts. Work on those. Have kind thoughts. Have generous thoughts. Have forgiving thoughts. Have loving thoughts. Because our thoughts crystallize into words and into actions, as the Lord says today. God bless you.